This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Tell you what, if somebody said, I just won 3.6 billion in the Euro lottery, I wonder if the Green Times could do with a financial boost. Elmer Pollard would say, give me that person's number. I'll call them myself. Morning, Elmer Pollard, Executive Director of the Green Times. How you doing?
Oh, my goodness, what we could do with that. You must know we are all volunteers here, so if we can somehow drag along that way, then you can imagine. We are good, thank heavens. I'm very happy to be back on my perch today.
And so are we, Elmer Pollard. We always worry when we don't hear your voice and we wonder how you're up to, but it's so good to have you back this week. Today we're talking about the Western Cape needs to is reducing the organic waste to landfill. There was that landfill ban in the Western Cape requiring a 50% reduction in organic waste going to landfill. I'm not even sure if we touched on this, did we, Elmer? I don't remember.
I'm not sure whether we've discussed this in detail. It's fantastic because this ban was already created in 2007, or is it 9 now? 7. So it was written, the Integrated Waste Management Bylaw of 2009, and then they set some targets. So at the end of 2022, 50% of all organic waste needs to be diverted away from the landfill. Mm. And then by 2027, they can allow no organic waste to the landfill.
Wow.
Which for me is absolute common sense because, you know, I worked in this industry in the past in integrated waste management and composting organic waste for me was always step number one. Before you even look at recycling of your paper and your glass and your plastic and whatever else, step one is always remove your organic waste from the stream because it's nutrients.
Yes.
And if you have any garden whatsoever, you don't want to get rid of your nutrients because if you're an organic gardener like myself, you want your nutrients back in your soil. You do not want to throw that out and pay to throw it out because it doesn't make any sense. So I'm quite excited that we are unpacking that this week. There's this Organic Recycling Association of South Africa who promotes this to keep the organic waste out of the landfill because, as we know, the landfills are fast filling up and they are also being closed in a few years.
Yes.
And the big issue is it's everybody, you and I, we all generate organic waste. Do you know what organic waste consists of?
Well, tell us, Elmer, because I'm thinking it's all of the fruit and veg and food scraps and uneaten food and all of that jazz that we have after every meal that we end up scraping off into the garbage, into the bin.
Yes, it's food waste. It is also dirty paper because, you know, you can't recycle dirty paper, and it's also garden waste. So those three categories together. And, you know, in the past, the city gave away free composting bins.
I remember that.
22,459. And if you read to the end of the story in the Green Times and you click there, you can also, they're again giving away free composting bins, which is really awesome. You know what I did? You know, I've been composting my entire life.
Yes.
I've never thrown away organic waste in my life. Do you know that?
No, I don't.
But there's always a way to do it. There's always, no matter how small your little place, you can't you can't throw away this. I got some old oil drums. So, you know, some people sell them for next to nothing. And I made holes in them with a drill. And they stand in the line in my garden. And all the organic waste goes in there. And the leaves go in there.
Oh.
And it's got a tight-fitting lid so you don't have rats and smells and things that so many people are so scared of. And then when it's full, you can roll it to aerate and to move things around. And it doesn't take long and it breaks off nicely. And I've always got my own compost.
That's amazing. Like, Elmer, people might be listening saying, well, we don't really. We've just got a few food scraps here and there. Fair enough. Well, you add yours to mine and to everybody else's. And then, of course, we have to remember the hotel and the restaurant industry. They're the ones that are really producing heaps of this every day.
Not like an everyday ordinary house. I mean, peels and shells and cuttings, and we all produce masses of organic waste. It's absolutely inevitable. But yes, restaurants can produce up to 5 tons of food waste per month. One hotel produces between 10 and 20 tons per month. So that is huge. And the problem with food waste in the landfills, do you know what that is?
Mm-hmm.
What does food waste give off when it starts breaking down?
Oh, yeah, that would be CO2.
Not CO2, much worse than CO2, methane gas. And we know methane gas is 7 times as potent a greenhouse gas as CO2. So this is a really toxic gas. And this needs to be avoided. We can't be part of that. We know what methane does is it promotes climate change, and we are trying so hard to fight that. So, you know, Fisher's Hook and Coastal Park are both running out of space. We can do this for free. It costs nothing. The city has in the past created 20 recycling drop-off points for garden waste, where it gets chipped and sent for composting. They're wanting to open 7 more to accept also source-separated food waste from households. Then it will be professionally done by a company to then turn it into compost. And they've also got this lovely community composting initiative in Langa with an NGO where they're trialing collecting and composting food from the informal traders. You can imagine how much food waste they generate. People who sell fruit and veggies and stuff on the street corners. So, you know, the integrated waste management bylaw means all waste generators producing business and industrial waste must register and submit an integrated waste management plan to the city. So it's very important that everybody knows what happens to their waste, and you actually have to be part of this if you're a business whatsoever.
Yes.
And I don't think there are many people who don't know that. So let's work together. We're referring here to the businesses, retailers, restaurants, hotels, food processing factories, everybody who creates waste at home and at work must draw up their integrated waste management plan. And integrated waste management simply means to look at all your waste. It starts off with your organics, then what you're going to do with your paper, what you're going to do with your glass. You go through your entire bin and you decide how are you going to keep that in a cycle. It has to be a round loop, as you know. We don't want parallel systems from one end to the other. It's got to be in a circle.
So, Elma, this is a fantastic story, and the idea that the Cape Town's landfills are going to be completely close to organic waste by 2027, that's going to be on our backs before we even know it. So we need
to start now. Take advantage of this opportunity, get a free composter, or make your own plan. There are so many plans for us to be made. There are hundreds of ideas online as well that you can click on, chat to your neighbors. If you have a business, register with the city as a waste generator, create your own integrated waste management plan, or talk to the Organics Recycling Association of South Africa, and they help people with that. And then we can also read more on the landfill ban on their website.
Great story with lots of links, particularly towards the end, and email addresses so that even as a business you know exactly what to do. And there's an email there for households in Cape Town to also order a free composter and start composting today. It's free. Just send an email. All the details on thegreentimes.co.za. And the lovely voice you're hearing is the executive director of The Green Times, eco-consultant and coach, Elma Pollard. Thanks so much for your time this Wednesday.
Have an awesome day. Blessings. Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.